The Spirit of Grace, July 20. More than mortal power. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. God has provided divine assistance for all the emergencies to which our human resources are unequal. He gives the Holy Spirit to help in every strait, to strengthen our hope and assurance, to illuminate our minds and purify our hearts. Your part is to put your will on the side of Christ. When you yield your will to His, He immediately takes possession of you and works in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. Your nature is brought under the control of His Spirit. Even your thoughts are subject to Him. If you cannot control your impulses, your emotions, as you may desire, you can control the will, and thus an entire change will be brought in your life. When you yield up your will to Christ, your life is hid with Christ in God. It is allied to the power that is above all principalities and powers. You have a strength from God that holds you fast to His strength, and a new life, even the life of faith, is possible to you. You can never be successful in elevating yourself unless your will is on the side of Christ, cooperating with the Spirit of God. Do not feel that you cannot, but say, I can, I will. And God has pledged His Holy Spirit to help you in every decided effort. The life work given us is that of preparation for the life eternal. If we accomplish this work as God designs we shall, every temptation may work for our advancement. For as we resist its allurements, we make progress in the divine life. In the heat of the conflict, unseen agencies will be by our side, commanded of heaven to aid us in our wrestlings. And in the crisis, strength and firmness and energy will be imparted to us, and we shall have more than mortal power. Those who would be conquerors must engage in conflict with unseen agencies. The Holy Spirit is ever at work, seeking to purify, refine, and discipline the souls of men in order that they may become fitted for the society of saints and angels.